Hey guys, it's Michelle, and I have some new and exciting news. We have a phone number. Technology, it's amazing. The reason we have a phone number is we wanted a way to hear your voice. So you might want to call us and just say, hey, what's up? Or I really like your show. Or hey, I planned my entire wedding listening to your show. We want to hear your voice. So take some time, give us a call, leave us a little love message. Here's the number. You ready for it? Area code 415-723-1625. Again, that number is 415-723-1625. We cannot wait to hear from you. All right. Enjoy the show.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen. Learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you for listening today. It's going to be a good one. I can feel it. I can feel the love in the air. See what I did there?
I feel the love because we're actually recording this on Valentine's Day. That's not when you're hearing it.
But when you listen, just know that when we recorded it, it was Valentine's Day. And that means virtually nothing to me. That's a personal thing. It's just me. I'm sure, Michelle, you have like decorated your house with paper hearts everywhere. And you gave your husband a big smooch this morning. And you have gifts waiting.
No gifts.
Is all that happening?
No gifts. I do have velvet heart garland hung in the dining room. And I made a table runner. I made one, but I didn't really, because I don't sew. But you know that iron sewing stuff that you can like iron it?
Glue?
It's like glue. It's like
Holly Hobby
glue.
Over there. Fabric glue. Yes, I know it well.
Yeah. And then we always get each other cards. That's our thing. We don't do gifts. Mm-hmm. And he did buy me roses last night. He brought...
Whoa, rule breaker.
Yeah. But he did say, babe, I got to go to Safeway real quick. And it was like, you know, 8:15. I'm like, what? Why do you have to go to Safeway? He's like, because I didn't get you a card yet. I'm like, no, you don't have to. He's like, we always get each other cards. I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And then he came home with roses. I'm like, what? And then I was like, did you do something wrong?
You were like, what? You way overpaid for those.
What did you do? Why did you bring me flowers? No, I didn't. But it did cross my mind.
Did you rear-end someone? Yeah. We do cards. I should say that. And now that I think about it, I do have a little heart garland, a felt garland that my mother-in-law sent me hanging up. Right outside my office.
Yeah, there you go.
But the thing is, and the reason that I'm like, well, we're, as a couple, we're kind of anti because we're restaurant people.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
how Lance and I met. And that's where we both worked for 10 years. And that's where he still works. And so it's, if you're in the restaurant industry, Valentine's Day is just a fucking kick in the pants. Like, you hate it. It's brutal. The hours, the people, the tips, everything about it sucks. And it's like rubbing your nose in the fact that you're not out on Valentine's Day because you're working on Valentine's Day, waiting on other people. And it seems so cliche, and you just look at all the people and you're like, why are you out? Don't be out. Like, what are you doing? We're all going to come out to a restaurant on February 14th. It doesn't make any sense.
And there's like specific menus that are $500 fucking dollars.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yes.
Why? Who? What is this? What is this?
What is it? What is it? And I'm old and jaded and bitter about it. And Lance and I, you know, Valentine's Day falls in this weird place, like right after a bunch of birthdays and right before a bunch of birthdays. So we just kind of forget it. But the main reason that I'm toasted is because Valentine's Day this year fell on the preeminent event of the year at my son's elementary school.
What?
The Muffins with Mom morning event was this morning. And I was running that.
Muffins with mom. Let me tell you,
muffins with mom. It's a thing here. You do donuts with dad and muffins with mom. You know, don't get me started on like.
Why does this have to be attached to food? You see, we as a society have a very unhealthy relationship with pastries. Okay,
go, girl.
Sweets. Why can't it be, you know, melons with mom?
Oh, that's good. I'm going to propose that next year, except that next year I might want nothing to do with it because it went fine. Here's the thing. I am a professional event planner. I am a grown ass woman.
Yes, you are. You're an adult.
I'm a professional event planner. And then this is what I do. But then to do it for a school organization, you know, volunteers, bless everyone's hearts, honestly, the busiest women you find are on the PTA at an elementary school. And they're not just busy with the PTA. They're busy with they have their hand in every single part of their kids' lives. And half of them work. I include myself in that group. It is a group of hardworking, smart, savvy, capable women who run things to make the school a better place and for the culture and also for free. So yeah. It's also free labor in a lot of ways. And our PTA is very involved and we do so much. And next year I'm going to take on a bigger role and it's just my place in life right now. So I said I would take the lead for this event. Knowing that there's like a precedent and there's going to be a certain amount of money I can spend and, you know, there's the templates, right?
Yeah.
Well, the templates are a little bit like in people's heads rather than maybe all written out on paper like they should be. Mm-hmm. So that made it a little bit tricky, but here's the specs. I'll tell it to you like you're going to plan the event.
Okay.
Okay. So you can use the cafeteria and the gym. That's more than enough square footage and the existing tables.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to have to feed breakfast to between 400 and 1,400 people. We don't know how many people. Yeah. Between 400 and 1,400. So you need enough for 1,400, but just be careful that you don't get too much. So it's breakfast, hot chocolate, and a coffee station, milk boxes, water. We'll have a crew of volunteers for you. And the service for this breakfast, people will arrive at 7:15 and everybody has to be out at 7:45.
At what point did you start crying?
Okay, so at this point, when she said, and for the food and beverage alone, including the paper products, you have $700. So that was my, like, that was basically what I was handed. And I love being able to do this. And I do feel like humbled by the experience, but between 400 and 1,400 people, that's a 1,000-person difference, may or may not show up. We never know. And $700.
So
we did it.
This is when you say, okay, these people want me to do this because they know I'm an event planner, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, we've got, you know, a mom who's an event planner. And then you get a budget of $700 for something between 400 and 1,400 guests or people.
And 35 minutes.
This could make or break your career, Christy. This would be like all those Dallas moms would be like, she's really not a good planner.
Oh, okay. See, that's one thing I should say about this school. There are schools, and I see people post this kind of stuff on Instagram, that have a PTA that between the families that go there and the community where the school is, and maybe some in the Bay Area where you are, public schools.
Yeah.
Their budgets are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like if they want to do muffins with mom, they get it catered. If they want to do it in a cafeteria, they rent out a restaurant instead or a ballroom. Like they are spending that kind of money. This is a new elementary school that is very much rooted in like our neighborhood and the community. So it does feel not like grassroots, but it's, I had to stick to that budget because that's all we can't blow the whole year's budget on muffins with mom. In 2 weeks, we have the donuts with dad day anyway. So anyways, but my alarm went off at 4:30 this morning. And I know, and that's, my husband gets up that early every Wednesday. I will never complain about him like not doing dishes anymore when he gets home from work. Cause it was intense. But I didn't get any sleep last night and I was so nervous. I was more nervous for this event and having like the nightmares you have as a wedding planner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what if this doesn't happen or what if this happens? I lost more sleep and I was more anxious than for any wedding I've ever done, ever, no matter what the circumstances.
Wow.
And then I went to the school and it all happened. It was fine. And afterwards, I rushed home so I could get Tom off to school in time. And my mom was here. And he has preschool. It starts at 9. And I looked at the clock on my way to drop him off at school. And it was like 8:45. And I almost started crying because I was so tired. And it's only 8:45. Like, I have the rest of the day. And that's my Valentine's Day in a nutshell. Like, I could just go to sleep for the rest of the day and I would be fine.
So needless to say, you and Lance will probably not be having sexy time tonight.
I might rally.
Really?
I'm a little bit high from the fact that this is over and off my mind.
Yeah.
And if he gets home early enough, that's the secret.
Just give the kids their iPads and just run into the laundry
just
room.
Lock just the door really quick.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, for all of you young brides listening, I say that because we think most of you are.
This is what you have
brides.
To look
this
forward
is to. A couple years from now. This will be what keeps you up at night. Are there going to be enough muffins for moms?
Good job, buddy.
All right.
High five through Skype. Bam.
Woo! Moms. Yeah. Appreciating moms and muffins. Oh.
Just want to throw out, if you do the melons with moms next year, your promo should be a photo of two melons being held in front of your boobies, you know,
and then
you next to the boys and the boys holding the melons.
You and I, we share a brain.
Right? Yeah. I mean, how awesome.
Awesome. And also the best way to get me fired from any future PTA events.
There
which
you go.
Is fine.
I don't know why you do. Okay. I'm not going to go into that. Okay. So circling back to weddings.
Yes. The Big Wedding Planning Podcast. That's where
TBWPP.
We are.
Hey, guys. So I was super excited. Was it last week or the week before?
I think it was like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I get excited a little bit for certain things every day, but
that's just how she lives her life, y'all.
We have this is you ask, we answer, right? We've done a couple of these, and we have gotten a lot of really great feedback from doing specifically these episodes. And so Christy and I have decided that we're going to do one a month of a you ask, we answer. We've done two. This is number three. So when you guys send us your emails, of which we read all of them and we answer them, we always email back answers usually. I said always and usually. That cancels each other out, doesn't it? It doesn't make any sense. But we do. We always answer the emails. And we choose some to read on the show that we think are going to help others out there listening. And so we're going to read a couple of those today. We're going to do one of these every month. I think they'll release at the end of every month. You can always look forward to having one of these. So send us your emails, thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. But before we get into those, we have some new iTunes reviews and a very special listener, Amanda Faila, F-A-I-L-L-A, sent us the coolest video. I mean, I was like, I was at the car wash when I saw this. I was at the car wash. I was sitting there in the sun because it's sunny and warm here in Cali. And I literally screamed out loud, like all the other people who were on their phones, like looking at their phones too, like looked up at me when I did this. So Amanda is, she's a listener. She's a blogger. She's a runner. She's a yogi. And she's getting married. So she's a bride.
My favorite kind of bride is a blogger, runner, yogi bride.
Exactly. Really any kind of bride. But so she was on our Instagram. She's all over Instagram. And now we have an Instagram page, guys. So please follow us, the Big Wedding Planning Podcast on Instagram. So she sends us, we were DMing, right? And we were talking and she's like, yeah, my fiance and I are listening together. And we had this long car ride this weekend and we were binge listening to the show. So next thing you know, she sends me this video in black and white, super cute, of her and her fiance in the car. And it's our song that comes on in the beginning, right? And they're like singing it and dancing to it. And it was off the hook amazing. And so I was like, that was awesome. So we would like to encourage you listening, if you like the song, if you're into it, some people might not be, but if you want to do a little selfie, like record yourself and your fiance or whoever's listening with you singing the intro, send it to us. We love it. And make sure you hashtag plan that wedding.
Hashtag plan that wedding.
Hashtag plan that wedding for anything TBWPP related.
We want to see these videos because it gives us such a thrill, obviously. But also, it's like we kind of forget. It's a big moment for us. We put this podcast out and we have no idea who's listening when. Are you all commuters? Half of you, it seems, live in Australia, at least the ones that reach out to us. Like, we want to know who you are. It's just a cool way to like circle back.
It's
like
a visual, right?
Because yeah, we put it out and then we emails. See you. So cool.
Yeah. Like, oh, they're in their car. And look, she's got blonde hair. Oh, I like her sunglasses and he's so cute. And that visual is so, so cool. So if you guys have a second or a minute or 2 minutes to send us a little video singing to the theme song, we would love it. Thank you for the love. Thank you, Amanda. And she has a blog, a really cool website. It is livingaf.com. So www.livingaf.com. And she's on Instagram at Amanda Faila, AmandaFaila. Check her out. Thank you, Amanda and fiance.
Very good.
All right. So you want to do some iTunes?
Yes, let's do some iTunes. As you know, short of sending us a video of yourself singing along to Michelle's voice, Michelle's next favorite thing in the world is the iTunes reviews. It is humbling that we get these. We're honored. Thank you for listening and for giving us the stars and the review and telling us what you like. So we have three new ones we wanted to read really quickly. And one of these I know is also from a bride who emailed us. I think we already read hers. Anyways, the title is My New BFFs. I love this podcast so much because I am not only hearing amazing advice, but I have two new friends who keep me entertained throughout the day, especially since I'm binging through them. And don't worry, Michelle, I like hearing the intro. It makes this whole wedding planning thing a lot more fun and makes it seem like a party. Both of you help me not stress out because you believe in all of us. And also, you just make me feel like you're a part of my army tackling this whole wedding thing.
Nice.
Very good.
What is this? She's put 11 out of 10 would recommend. Like, is that like better than 10 out of 10?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's from Mora the Explorer.
Yes.
5 stars. Thank you. And yeah, we do believe in you. And we are here with you all. And we want to help you. You know that. Love you guys. Okay. 5 stars, subject, I learned all the things by Kate 87, short and sweet. I am learning so many things listening to this podcast. It's ridiculous how much one needs to know to plan one's own wedding. And I have no idea how people did it before TBWPP.
Preach.
What?
Very cool.
Love. Okay, one more. Go, Christy, go.
They go above and beyond. 5 stars by Shay7399. I've been binge listening to TBWPP for about a month now, and not one episode has disappointed. Every step of the way, they have amazing, genuine advice that gives clarity to a very complicated and expensive industry. I have taken notes on every episode, and I'm indebted to them. I sent an email about a tough wedding situation, and they had advice that I will be implementing not only in my own wedding planning, but in everyday life. Thank you again, ladies. Oh, I'm going to cry.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you. Damn. Goosebumps. What?
It's happening. We did it. We're out there. People listen.
It's happening. All right. So shall we go into the emails?
Yeah, we have two emails this time, and they're both, we may do more than two for some of these episodes, and we're, like we said, we're going to be collecting them. But these two are both pretty big. Well, one of them is pretty big emotionally, and the other one I think is a question or a series of questions that a lot of you might have when you're planning your wedding. So they're both important, good topics, and we're grateful that some of our listeners wrote these in. So we hope to be helpful.
All right. So this is from a listener named Cheyenne. Forgive me if I'm saying your name wrong. I think it's Cheyenne. Could be Cheyenne, but I'm going to say Cheyenne. And she wrote to us, and the subject is Unkind Mother of the Bride. Hello, Michelle and Christy. First of all, obsessed with you. I've been binge listening for a month or so now, and I literally have a notebook full of notes from your show. I know you two are not therapists, but I was thinking maybe you've seen this before and had some advice. A little background on my relationship with my mom. She's always been an unhappy person, but it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized how narcissistic and downright mean she is. We've never truly gotten along and always had very different opinions. She lives in Florida and I live in California. She will often go 6 months at a time without talking to me. She wasn't there for the birth of my daughter because she wasn't talking to me at the time. And then once my daughter was born and my dad posted about it on Facebook, she flipped her lid about how hurt and angry she was that I didn't tell her I was in labor. She still hasn't met her. A little background on my fiance and our wedding. We got pregnant, parentheses, obviously before marriage, with our daughter. She is now 2 years old. We are the happiest people in the world, and I am so proud of the life we've made and all that we've accomplished. He proposed last summer on a surprise trip to San Francisco. Nice. My mom has shown zero excitement in my engagement and in my wedding. She never shows pride or happiness for all that I've built and accomplished in life. She is unkind, unhelpful, and standoffish. She also didn't talk to me for 6 months after we got engaged because I asked her if she wanted table one or table two because I didn't want her to be mad that I put my dad at table one if that's where she wanted to be. Here's an example. I spent days designing my wedding invitations, the colors, the wording. There were 6 parts to each invite, and they were incredibly gorgeous and well put together. She received hers, and the first thing she does is call me to ask if there was still time to redo them because I put my name first and my fiance's name second, and she thinks the groom's name should always go first. You and I both know that's not true, and even if it were, who gives a fuck? It's 2018, not one word of how gorgeous they were. This is one small example in a laundry list of shit she's said and done just regarding the wedding. My question is, should I just cut her off to avoid the imminent drama and hurtfulness that has no place at my wedding? I just feel like that will be the end of our relationship and something I will regret for years to come, if not the rest of my life. I know I should be grateful to still have my mom and that she can physically be at my wedding, but I just don't see her changing her ways in the next 5 months, and it fills me with anxiety, wondering what horrible thing she'll say or do at my wedding. Thank you so much for your time, you wonderful human beings. Cheyenne.
That's a lot. I mean, heavy stuff, you know.
It is a lot. It is heavy, and
big,
you know,
things that aren't going to go away after this wedding, which is something she knows.
Totally. And you know, you all know out there listening, there's something about planning a wedding. It's very emotional. It's not a corporate event. It's like, it's not a birthday party. It's so many hopes and dreams of maybe not only the couple, but the parents and what they had and what they didn't have and, or what they don't have. And yeah, it just brings out a lot, and it brings out of a lot of emotions So I really felt for Cheyenne and I still do. And I think things are going better, but this is in a nutshell, what I wrote back. I said, I really love how you put, she's always been an unhappy person, but it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized how narcissistic and downright mean she is. Here is my advice. Take it for what it's worth, follow it or not. You asked us, wink. In order to make you feel less anxious and more peaceful in your own life, make a pact with yourself right now. You can no longer wish your mother to be who you want her to be. Say it out loud. I can no longer wish my mother to be who I want her to be. I recommend repeating this over and over to yourself and perhaps even writing it in a nice journal over and over again. Release your expectations of your mother. She will never meet your expectations. And you guys, this can go for your mother. This can go for
your partner.
Father. This can go for your partner. Yes. I feel like this is a common theme in all of our lives. We have expectations of others, of who we think they should be. And that's never going to happen. Take them for who they are or don't. I'm not a therapist, like she said in the email, but that is something I've learned in these 42 years of being on this earth. My second piece of advice was, yes, invite her to the wedding. If you do not, you may end up regretting it for the rest of your life. She did give birth to you. She did keep you alive. And you are the person you are today because of all the bullshit you went through with her. And in your heart, you love her. It will piss her off. And I'm sure somewhere down deep, you want her to be as hurt and angry as she has made you over the years, and especially recently. But it is very likely that she is actually more unhappy with herself than you could ever possibly know nor wish on anyone. You need to do the right thing. Right, Christy? Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I think it's a mantra for me, and this is so personal, but a lot of times when I'm having conflict with somebody or I'm having a hard time understanding someone that I'm really close to, and I say, like, let's say, for example, this is my husband, I repeat in my head, it's harder to be him than it is to be with him.
Oh, wow.
It's harder to be him than it is to be with him. Like I can handle my part of this relationship. It's trying to be compassionate, which is what you said sort of in a nutshell, that whatever mm-hmm. she's going through, if she's lashing out at you and hurting you, that comes from her own pain. At least that's, I think, a healthy way of looking at it.
Yeah, compassion is a really big thing. And I'm glad you brought that up, because everybody walking this earth has some shit they're going through. And you could go to, you know, Target one day, and the person that you ask for help doesn't look you in the eyes, gets irritated with you, and you walk away going like, what an ass, right? You know, like, I'm the customer here. And, you know, what the... But if you just for a moment have some compassion and think, maybe, you know, maybe her mother passed away. You know, maybe she couldn't get the day off and it's her daughter's birthday. You never know, right? So compassion goes a long, long way. That's a good point.
And it just... hopefully... if she takes your advice and kind of just lets this happen and releases the expectations, hopefully that feels liberating. Like mm-hmm. I'm not waiting for her to have a different reaction to something, because I've not put any weight on her reactions anymore. She is who she is. I am who I am in part because of her. And the bottom line for this specific circumstance is, if you don't invite her to your wedding, you live with that. I mean, you are drawing a line. And everything in your life is going to be before wedding or after wedding when it comes to your mom. And that's going to be tied into your experience of your wedding and your memories forever.
Absolutely. All right. Number three, I said, she will say something horrible, most likely, but try not to react. Believe me, the next time she says something awful, stay silent. Try it. Silence makes these types of people very uncomfortable, and they really don't know what to do with it. Stay silent and do not react. And if you need to say, I love you, Mom, I have to go now, I'll talk to you later, and then hang up the phone. You know, I'm talking about like when you're on the phone or when she calls you about your invitations. Don't react. Stay silent. Watch what happens.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice. I love you. I got to go.
And then finally I said, because, you know, the whole thing on whether or not to invite her and all of these things. With regard to the planning, don't bother trying to involve her in the planning process. If she asks things about the wedding, answer her. But don't ask her opinion. Very important here. She probably gives you unsolicited opinions and advice all the time, right? Right? But don't ask. And again, invite her. I hope that was helpful. And best of luck to you, Cheyenne, and keep us posted. She did write back, and she was happy about our response. And she did say to absolutely read this on the show. And she said, I hope that this does help someone else out there because I know how horrible, anxious, and sad I feel about it. And someone else might need to hear, lose your expectations as much as I needed it.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
You never get emotional. I'm the crybaby.
Yeah. You're the crybaby. I mean, it's just, you know, it kind of, that one in particular hit a chord with me. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. We need to do a quick emotional check and change the vibe here for a minute because our very good friends
at Zola.com.
Have you guys gone there yet? Go to Zola.com right now. Well, not right now. I mean, you could pause us and go right now. But Zola is a phenomenal resource for you out there planning your wedding or for your friends planning their weddings. For your guests, right?
Primarily a registry website, although it has lots of awesome tools, including planning help and guest count help, all that.
Yeah, I mean,
other
it's
stuff.
Everything now.
Yeah,
it's everything.
It's a hub.
Now. I mean, it's a hub. It's an all-encompassing website that allows you to register, and it doesn't have to be for just gifts. It could be for your honeymoon. It could be for like fitness classes, like it could be all sorts of things, and your guests can go in on it. And they buy it right from the website. They send it to you from the website, free shipping. You can manage your guest list with this. This is huge. You know, you can get rid of the spreadsheet now, input everything into your guest list part of this website of Zola.com. You can interact with your guests. They can send you messages. You can send them updates. They RSVP. I mean, that's huge. That's big.
Yeah, that's something off of your to-do list, and it keeps everything in one place. We like to say more. You get more bang for your buck when you can get as many things as possible from one resource, and that's what Zola offers. And on top of that, we think the curated gifts that they have, like their gift list, if you're looking at actual gifts to register for, are awesome. So it's design savvy, and we're loving, you know, Michelle and I have a little bit of money to spend at Zola that we haven't spent yet because we keep adding things to the cart and then taking them out and adding something else.
Yeah.
I think
they have such cute stuff. I love the website, the way it's designed, and it's really easy to use too for you as the couple or your guests or grandma. There's a phone number grandma could call if she's having problems.
Yeah, it's nice to keep a link on your wedding website. Obviously, it goes straight to Zola so they can see what you're ordering. But if you have any guests who are old school and they just want to get you a Cuisinart or whatever, and that's what they do, and why can't people just go to stores anymore? Zola can hold your hand through that process, which is pretty awesome. And of course, you can get gift cards and money and trips and experiences like classes or
cooking school.
Yeah, fun things to do on your honeymoon, fun things to do after you're married, and you're just like, what do married people do? Well, they go to cooking school.
I go to cooking school. They go bungee jumping.
Yes. Yeah, so
they go to yoga classes together.
Yes. ZOLA.com. We're big fans. And they offered a promo, yeah?
Yes, yes. I was going to say, you could get $50 credit, you guys, $50, toward your registry if you go to zola.com/bigwedding. zola.com/bigwedding for a $50 credit for your registry.
So you start there.
That's $50, yeah, dude.
Start there.
That's awesome.
Anything you don't get as a gift from your guests, you can purchase after your wedding with a discount. So that is another,
oh yeah,
that's another plus.
Post-wedding 10% discount. Okay, so zola.com/bigwedding. Thank you, Zola. And thank you all for listening and not fast-forwarding that, because I know you listened to the whole thing, right?
Right.
Right, right.
Right, right, right. Okay, second letter of the day, mailbox open.
Ding.
I had to kind of chop this one up because she did specify that she didn't want certain specifics to be part of our on air. So
that's a good point. Don't forget to don't worry about emailing us if there's certain things that you don't want shared. We're very careful. If there's stuff that you're like, yeah, this would help somebody, but don't use my name or don't use the town or don't say what family member it is, we got your back. We got your back.
Mm-hmm. So we'll say this is from Anonymous. I want to start off by saying thank you for all the hours y'all devote to creating the podcast. It has been invaluable as I move forward with the planning of my wedding. I'm currently listening to the Congrats on Engagement episode, and I heard you ask folks to email in if we have questions about picking a wedding planner / coordinator / consultant. This seemed perfectly nice. Tailored to my situation. So she's planning a wedding in a pretty big city, and she's trying to decide whether she needs a planner and then what type. So here we are. If I do hire a planner, it would only need to be partial planning, as I have already basically decided on the venue. I lean towards hiring a day of or month of coordinator, but I realize there are questions that I would love to have some help answering along the way. For example, am I missing something in this contract? Is my budget reasonable for what I want to do? And I want to run ideas past someone because I read Pinterest too much all day. So I'm stuck between two options. One of the options I'm considering is someone who has just started out in the business. She's got about 1 year of experience as a full-time wedding planner with a few years before that part-time, and she's never planned anything at my venue.
Hmm.
And her prices are inexpensive. She seems very hungry for the opportunity, and I enjoyed meeting with her. I think she would be very dedicated to working with me. I enjoy looking at the weddings that she has in her portfolio, and I've spoken to two of her references who speak very highly of her dedication.
Oh,
that's a lot of research there. She's already met with her.
Good for you, lady.
Yeah,
good job.
The other option is someone who has planned multiple weddings at the venue previously. Her month of coordination package is pretty expensive. She works as a lead planner with an established wedding planning outfit in my area. I love the work that this group, if not specifically this person, has done previously at my venue.
Mm.
She seems cool, and I'm trying to set up a meeting to make a final decision. My question is, based on your wealth of experience, what should I prioritize in selecting a planner? Vibe with the person? Experience at my specific venue, experience in the field more broadly. The whole reason I want a planner is because it will take stress off my plate, not add to it. Still, if someone isn't given a first chance, how can she ever build experience? As you can see, I've gone back and forth trying to see who outweighs the hunger and dedication or the experience. I would appreciate your advice. Hopefully this can help other people as they try to balance saving money with getting the help they need.
Wow.
So
this is a really good,
yes,
you know, to present to, yes, the people out there looking for planners.
And we have talked extensively about that exact thing she mentioned, the vibe that you have with your planner and how important that,
yep,
is, the personality, the click. And reading it, I thought, I remember the first couple weddings that I did. And I mentioned that. So here's what I responded. I'll cut it up. But I think that everybody has to start somewhere. And the newbie, and I'll put that in quotes because I'll refer to that planner newbie. The newbie you found seems really great. Personal connection to your planner and finding someone that you click with and feel comfortable with, that is the most important thing at the beginning of the process. If you worked with this planner for the next year, that's another thing I should mention. There's over a year before this bride's wedding. So there's time, which is pro and a con with somebody new, I thought, because, well, I'll go into it. So if you worked with this planner for the next year, then she would be well prepared for a wedding at the venue, even if she's never worked there. So in that case, you're getting the full planning that you want or partial plus for a pretty good price from someone who's enthusiastic and that you like. My concern is that if you hire her for just her month of or day of package, she might not know what she doesn't know. And that's just because she's not experienced enough at doing just month of to know how to troubleshoot things before they're even an issue. So I think the best planners, in my opinion, are planners who have a ton of experience but still do month of. Because if you can have someone do your month of that's not like the junior planner but a really kick-ass wedding planner, then you're basically getting everything you need in that 5 weeks before your wedding, which is what you offer, Michelle, and which is what I offer.
Yeah,
a lot of planners that have been in the business for a long time don't do month of anymore because it's not as high of a price point.
Correct.
So anyways, that's a side note. That's something that would be good about this newbie is that she might be good to have you hold your hand through the whole process because she's learning along with you. But I don't know about a newbie for month of if you're this concerned about it. There are pros and cons to both, as I'm sure you've compared. The newbie may have fewer clients, so you might be a priority. She also might be more open to doing things your way instead of she's set in her own ways that you might not appreciate in terms of how she communicates or plans. With an established planner, you can be sure that she isn't just going to ghost you because she has a reputation and a business to uphold. So that's another concern with it being more than a year out. A year is a long time. Maybe, what if the newbie gets pregnant and decides she doesn't want to be a wedding planner anymore or moves across the country? You know, with an established company, you have some insurance that if you hire them for your wedding over a year from now, they're still going to be around to do it. Okay, so here's what I said. Things to think about, and this might help her when she's doing her pro and con list. With the established planner, make sure you know in writing exactly who will be there day of managing.
Yes.
So that you don't just get an assistant and all this is for nothing. So that should be part of your contract. You don't want a junior associate if you're paying for, you know, the head boss.
And that goes back to the part that stood out to me when she said something along the lines of, they've worked at my venue, or at least someone there has. Mm-hmm. The pictures look amazing, but you don't know who did that. It could be someone in the company that just does full planning or premium planning, right? And not month of.
And with big companies, bigger companies or wedding planning firms, they might book a month of for a year out. But if they get a bigger wedding for that same date, like a giant full planning wedding, then your day of manager, your coordinator might be somebody a little bit lower on the totem pole because they're going to spread out all over the area planning weddings that day. So it's just something to get in writing. With the newbie, I said seeing photos from the weddings that she's done is fine. But talking to former brides, that was huge. The fact that this listener got some references, that was super smart. Good job. I also suggest that you look at a client binder and check out her templates. So pretty pictures of weddings are one thing. but also make sure her timeline is super detailed. Make sure her contract is long and legit. And make sure she has templates for the ceremony layout. And, you know, look at some paperwork. Look at the academic stuff. Look at the work.
Yes.
Yeah.
The administrative.
Yes. administrative, not academic. She might not want to send it to you in an email, but you could, you know, when you meet with these people, you can ask, do you have a timeline I can see? I bring a timeline to initial consultations for sure.
I've always done that. Yeah. Always done that. Yes.
It means you want somebody that means business. So I said, in short, do a little bit more talking with the newbie. And then if you have a gut feeling that she will, A, have your back, B, aim to please, C, be very responsive, D, stand her ground, advocate for you, be a strong liaison between you and the vendors, make quick, smart decisions, and be assertive, then you should hire her. There's no guarantee that an experienced planner will be better just because she's done more weddings.
That's true.
I vividly remember the first couple weddings that I did. I'm sure you do too, Michelle. I was definitely underpaid. I worked my ass off. I learned lots of lessons. And I wasn't the planner I am today, but I did a great job for those clients. And they were a part of my professional growth and education. And it was a win-win for everyone. You should feel stress off your shoulders when you hire a planner in any capacity. If the idea of going for one of these planners stresses you out, thinking about the money or the risk, take a day or two to think about it and don't do anything that feels yucky at this point because you're a year out. You have time. That's my advice to her as she thinks about this. That's a hard decision she's going to make.
It is a hard decision, but she did, like you said, everything right. So those of you out there listening, if you have a limited budget, I still, we are very big advocates of month of coordinators. Don't do this without somebody being there and helping you to tie up all the loose ends and be there to execute that wedding day. Newbies, we were all newbies. Mm-hmm. We were. And I do remember my first couple weddings. And like you said, I was very underpaid and I worked my ass off. I still work my ass off, but I'm paid. Adequately.
And we work smarter now. Just because we know.
And we work smarter. Yes, because we have those years of experience. But yes, everyone is starting out and this might be a good fit for you, especially if it's a pretty simple wedding and all at one location. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they will work hard. Just make sure that they have some experience under their belt and that they are driven and hungry and want to do it. And you did the right thing in calling to get personal references, not just reading them on the website, but asking for people to actually speak to get references. Very good. Very good.
Yes. Our listeners are so smart, and I have no doubt that you're going to make the right decision and feel comfortable with it moving forward. And if no right decision is feeling right now, you know, like I said, take a couple more days and just let it settle.
I mean, a year out is kind of, for my month ofs, I rarely book it a year out. Plannings book a year out, right? But month ofs kind of come later. And not to say that you shouldn't book your month of coordinator a year out. Some people won't if it's for month of, simply for the reason that Christy mentioned earlier, because they still have the opportunity to book a full planning and make a higher profit. Well, depends on how many hours they put into it, but that's a whole nother show. You know, you've got time. You've got time. But if it's something that's a priority to you and it makes you feel better, eases up on the anxiety a bit to have that month of planner booked, go do it, find the right one. And it is important. It is important, as important as experience, that you do feel a connection with that person, that you can sit and cry in front of him or her or fight, or just know that they've got your back and they're going to carry you through this. That is really important, that connection. Mm-hmm. Really important.
And you can't All right. fake that or just turn that on. It is what it is. You feel it when it's there. It's just like a first date. You know when it's happening.
Yeah. Meet with them. And then have a phone call or phone call, meet, phone call, make your decision. You got to feel a connection. It's important.
So that's that.
That's that. Did we cover everything? Did we stress to these people how important it is that you follow us on Instagram?
No, we haven't. I don't think we have mentioned that yet. It might be the most important thing they hear all day. We are on Instagram now, the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, hashtagging everything, plan that wedding, and putting up some fun photos and graphics of every episode that we do from now on, and trying to tackle the backlog of 60 some odd episodes as well.
Yeah, we changed our logo a little bit too. It's black background now, you know, it's a little more dramatic, right?
Yep.
And you can email us, thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. Check out our Facebook page, especially for that video that Amanda sent us. It's on our Facebook page. It's so awesome. And send us your videos. Send us your questions. Keep recommending us to anyone you know out there getting married. And when you do rate us and review us on iTunes, it does help get the word out to others out there that need us and need our help. And we need you, and we love you, and we wish you an awesome day and have a great experience planning that wedding.
TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast.com, and our Gmail is TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast@gmail.com. And that's where we will answer your questions and collect them for next month's episode, You Ask, We Answer.
I will talk to you next week. Happy planning, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.